WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
For over 7 years, we've cut through the hype, headlines, and half-truths to bring you what actually works here at Vital Health Radio. Healthy food, targeted supplementation, and smart strength training backed by science. I'm Ed Jones, Captain Wellness to some, and with my co-host Clint Powell, the common sense guide for the average Joe. This is where the optimal health gets practical. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Clint Powell.
Wow. All right. I was a little excited. I didn't know. You said you have new intros. You stick by the script whenever possible, which I think is fantastic. It's good to have an outline of where you want to go, and I enjoyed that. That was a good one, sir.
And change is coming. I want a new format, a little bit.
Oh, okay. I'm all in, man. I am all in. Is any of your formats going to be wisdom from Clint moments? Like I get a 60-second, like, Waffle House wisdom from Clint?
I will add that to my notes. That was not part of my thought pattern. 60 seconds.
And I'll give you at least 20 seconds of wisdom and then 40 seconds of...
We can do that. After out of 50 minutes, you can get 60 seconds. We'll see if it's wisdom.
Yeah, well.
Yes.
It'll be words.
Hey, we got a great show lined up today. Again, I have notes that are well over an inch thick. I have enough probably. I don't need to do any for quite some time, but I love staying up and current. The thing is, all the notes I get, I only use the most current ones. That doesn't mean the others are outdated, but I just can't wait to tell the new stuff. So today.
Well, real quick, and news is always coming out. It's not like it was 30 years ago. I mean, tomorrow, the headlines today will be forgotten by next week.
You are so right. Yeah. And that did not used to be the way it was in the field of health. Politics may be so, but not in the field of nutrition, health, science, and all of that. So today I am going to be covering about five different little topics. What I'm going to kind of tease you with is what supplements actually might reduce acne. Chronic acne is still, you know, I don't know if it's worse or better than it was in my high school days, because I think we all went through that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And in some countries, they actually don't even have a word for acne because they don't have it. Because there's environmental factors in our country. Secondly, I'm going to cover tinnitus, ringing in the ears, but there's a new cause that most people have overlooked as to why it's happening. Very interesting and very easy to fix. Okay. Next one is the new reason why I will continue to avoid white potatoes. White potatoes, I think, are most people's friends. I think it's probably your friend.
Yeah,
you
love.
You have a few friends, and one is a white potato.
Your smirk on your face kind of says what you really meant by that. I can tell by your fat body, Clint, that you love white potatoes. That's all I heard, but continue on. Yeah.
And we're going to talk a tiny bit about if you are or your family member using infant formula, the one thing you must do to prevent sickness. And this came out. This really wasn't been publicized, but it's something you do at home to make sure that it is going to be appropriate. And last is all throughout the years of even the past 25 in my world of conversations, we have pondered the possibility that calcium supplementation actually might increase both cardiovascular and dementia risk. And the reason that
You say increase?
Yes.
Okay.
The reason that that theory came out is because when you deal with dementia and cardiovascular risk, calcium is part of the metabolic issue.
Right.
That's why you and I talk about this. They get a calcium score from the Lung Bus at Memorial, which we do every 3 months. Very valuable test. But when you see that calcium on a score, we really kind of have labeled it, that may be a bad guy. But this study is going to kind of clear the air on that. And I'm always excited to talk about my new thought pattern and invention. The invention was the Wellness Rescue Kit. Well, I kind of brought it up last week.
Oh, is this it?
That's it. It's a beautiful little bag.
It is.
And we're going to talk about that in
the
next segment. And Laura Chastain from Optimize You is going to be coming in. I invited her a couple months ago for a specific headline topic.
Okay.
And that is, they removed what's called the black box warning on women's hormones. And it is a very complex, but really not really complex when you melt it all down. But a little bit of politics, probably a little bit of panic that went on. I remember when the headlines came out that basically hormones are going to cause you to have cancer. And half of the women in this country were taking them at the time. They were giving, it was standard. Oh, if you don't want to lose bone mass, take these hormones from horses, the Premarin and a few other brands. And so it was pretty much handed out to most patients. And all of a sudden, panic set in about half, at least half as bad as COVID. So
didn't they also within the last 8 months or so remove the black box off testosterone for men? Did they not?
Yes,
I thought they did. Or they removed the restriction that had
some
been
of the restrictions.
Yeah, the main one, which has always been, they removed one of those because I had Josh on the on 18 to 80 to talk about that too.
Yep, Laura will be talking.
And by the way, real quick, I can give you a plug. I just released the Methylene Blue 18 to 80 podcast that we did. So that one's out there at 18to80podcast.com.
Well, if you are, since you brought that up, if you looked at the my urine right now, you would see that I'm on high dosing of methylene blue.
Yeah, that's awesome. Everybody, let's vote. Nope, we don't want to see your urine. We'll just take your word for it. Thank
you. Well, yeah, ask me why. Well, maybe ask me why I'm on methylene blue.
Hey, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Why in the world would you be on methylene blue, sir?
Because I was around somebody on Monday who gave me a little bit of crud. I call it the crud.
It's and now you're around me and Lenny.
And
that's awesome.
I'm about 6 feet from you, so there's no problem. But I am doing what I call therapeutic dose of methylene blue, and I am less than 24 hours from getting my symptoms, and I'm almost well. Just telling you that.
I feel a little sick. Lenny, you feeling sick? And Lenny looks like you got a fever now. Way to go, Ed. Way to go.
I made sure I didn't have a fever. If I don't have one, I can't give it to you, dummy.
I'm just kidding.
All right, you're listening to Vital Health Radio. This is where wellness meets wisdom, so stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Real Estate Investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build one or two more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again, so find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks. This is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person. And yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host, Crazy Clint Powell. Today, together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7+ years. And today is no exception. Let's dive back in. Did you have some comments?
I didn't like the Crazy Clint Powell. That feels a little bit like I need, I don't know, that just felt like I need an intervention or something.
You need some estrogen?
No, I'm good with my hormones.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, if you're not, Laura's coming in on the next segment.
Oh, fantastic.
So talk to you about your estrogen.
I have estrogen. I have enough estrogen. I have enough testosterone. I have enough donut sugar because that's a hormone. I think donut sugar and vitamin D. Vitamin D, I think, can be classified as a hormone too.
Thank you for all your education, Clint Powell.
I'm out on this one. That's my contribution, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I've never ceased to be disappointed at restaurants. Okay. And I'm going to start, you know, back in the COVID days, I had that term, coward of the week. That's what I said. People, businesses that were absolutely insane with their signage, with their rules and their regulations, and a certain drugstore that would just worship every single medication and vaccine that came around. I called him coward of the week.
Okay.
Dr. Green agreed with me when he was on here the first 4 years.
Okay.
Well, now I'm going to have the green washer idiot of the week, which is going to be greenwashing means that you take something and you kind of slap a little bit of label on it to make everybody think it's healthy.
Oh, okay.
Advertising can do that with pictures of trees.
Hide behind marketing almost.
Well, yeah. You know, you got trees and greenery with prescription drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
So it makes it look more healthy and more natural. Well, I wasn't surprised at Bonefish the other night. Been eating there for many, many, many years. This isn't huge because I take care of my own business, but I'm sitting there and I know the person who works there, and I said, I have my olive oil in the car because I'm really picky about olive oil. But I know you guys used to have really good olive oil. Do you still have that? She turned, looked around. Let me tell you something. It's only 25% olive oil now. The rest is canola oil, which is seed oils, the absolute demon of our health. I just don't understand it. Don't understand it. One is we don't have connoisseurs, as many, I don't think, that can pick up on it with a taste. I would pick up on it. Most people don't. But just cutting corners when I'm paying high prices does not make sense. At Waffle House, I could see that, but not at Bonefish.
I bet Waffle House healthier sometimes.
Hey, you might be right.
Yeah.
Yes. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Kurt on talking about the breakdown of omega-3s. There's always confusion about it, the testing. What does DHA mean? What does EPA mean? How much do we need and what does it do? So he'll be on next week. So I got a few things. I talked about, you know, some new information on supplements that may reduce acne. These are not ads that I'm reading. These are, you know, current studies of data of people they showed some significant progress. You know, we know that medically tetracycline, the antibiotic, is often used, and Accutane. Accutane's a rough drug, but it can truly help those. I had a girl this past week, one of the worst cases I have seen in a couple years. risk against benefit. She's scarred emotionally because she had one of the worst cases of acne I've seen. That's worth it. You can weigh it out, and perhaps, you know, that's going to, and it will help. There's no doubt. But let's try everything first. So, first off, most of us know that the mineral zinc can reduce the benefits, and sometimes that alone can make acne a considerably better, about 15 to 50 milligrams with a meal. Zinc makes you sick at your stomach if you take it on an empty stomach. Taking vitamin B5, which is called pantothenic acid, has been shown to reduce facial lesions in young adults with acne. Vitamin D, if it's low, tends to show greater acne. So taking vitamin D to raise levels is very important. Probiotics is something that you will probably never find your healthcare practitioner recommending that, because their system of learning just is, there's not a pathway for this kind of information to filter down. It just isn't. The pharmaceutical companies are not going to do it. There's not enough profit. They don't have time to dig on their own unless they're really, really passionate. So don't expect to know that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Know what they know and know what they don't know, and find a team approach, as I always say. We actually have a probiotic that's labeled for skin health. And then the last two is DIM, which is dienylene methane. It comes out of things like broccoli. Because what happens is, in the hormones of women, you have these different estrogen hormones, 16-hydroxy, 14-4-hydroxy. If you have too much of one of those families, it can increase breast cancer rates. That doesn't happen usually when you're young, but over a period of years it can. But secondly, it goes down, it can't be detoxed. And so when you eat a lot of cruciferous vegetables, it truly can make a difference on how you detox. And lastly is my favorite soap of all time, which is the probiotic soap called Kampuka. K-A-M-P-U-K-U. Kampuka.
I don't know. I wish sometimes people would call me for marketing advice. That's what I wish. I mean, I'm not saying I would fix it.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a great product that you would like. And maybe if they, you know what their ad should be?
What?
Is people like you doing what you just did. Just a video collage of their people trying to pronounce the name right or wrong and going, Kampuka. You know what? So, I don't know. It's just good soap.
Hey, that was very interesting comment.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm going to pass that along to the Kampuka.
I got
to
be honest with you. It's genius.
Well, of course it is.
And they should pay me for that, but go ahead.
And speaking of genius, tell people about your podcast and your new location that's coming up.
Well, it's coming slowly but surely, the Nuga Podcast Network Studio. If you go to NugaPodcast.com, and podcast is plural, NugaPodcast.com, there are 18 different podcasts there, from adventure to health, politics, one for veterans, culture, faith, housing. We got a bunch of them, local headlines, national headlines. But that's what I do. I have a bunch of podcasts there with a great host and co-host. I have a crime cast I just recorded with David Roddy, a former Chattanooga police chief. And this radio show that airs live every Sunday morning is not on the Nuga Podcast Network, but it does come out in a podcast format, usually Tuesdays, maybe sometimes as early as Monday night. You can just find it at Vital Health Radio Download, and it's owned by our friend Sean Whitfield at Whitfield Media.
Yep, and I always thank Sean for the 7 years of confidence to let us continue with this show. It means a lot that I can find a platform to present information in one concise place.
You know what I've always said about this?
What?
This show, and I hate to make it about you, but this show is really for you anyway. I think people get a lot out of it, but you help people every day with their problems. They bring in the topic and you discuss their topic. And I've said it for years. You're such a gatherer of information. If you didn't do this, or the Holistic Navigator, or the Nutrition World podcast, you'd have to get it out. And so this is for you to talk about things that are important to you, because you're talking about other people's important stuff all the time.
It was like me this morning after drinking coffee and having to go sit on the commode. I had to get it out or bad things were going to happen.
Man, I got to be honest with you, man. It's a way to lose listeners. I'm not been radio that long, but your poop habits are not a way to get listeners.
If you've listened to this for a long time, you know that's just part of nature. You have an aversion to those kind of things. Let me get to some more pertinent information.
Please.
Tinnitus. If anybody's had it, they know it's not disabling, but it really affects quality of life. Well, they did a study with over 100,000 women in Taiwan and found that iron deficiency anemia, increase the risk of new onset tinnitus pretty significantly compared to those who were not anemic. I don't remember of any time where physicians really checked your iron and your ferritin levels. If you had came in and said, I got ringing in the ears, they were not going to do it. So again, the team approach, you find other people, you go to Be Well Labs, you get these things tested on your own. They're walk in and easy fix. If you're low, you come nutritional, take a pill with food every day. And in 30 days, your iron levels will be built up. All right. Talking about potatoes. One is they are fast acting carbs. When I had my glucose continuous monitor, which Be Well offers at their clinic for $60-something, and it's phenomenal to mark every minute of where your blood sugar is, and it will tell you all your trigger foods. When you see trigger foods and you cut them out, you will be healthier. Spiked blood sugars are damaging every component of the body, including capillaries, increasing dementia, and certainly body fat. Well, potatoes, which is the most consumed vegetable in the U.S., did join this year's Dirty Dozen in 12th place. And the reason was because of concentrations of a chemical called chloroprofam. It's a plant growth regulator that was banned in Europe many years ago due to health concerns. And they, from 2022 to 2023, the Department of Agriculture collected and tested more than 1,000 samples of potatoes. They washed and scrubbed the samples, then tested for pesticide residues, and 90% contain this chemical. I love the fact that they washed them and they cleaned them, because in our heads, we're going to think, well, I'll wash mine, I'll scrub them, and it'll be less. Well, it didn't. Well, this chemical has some significant risk in regard to hormone disrupting. What that means is your estrogen, if you're a woman, your testosterone, if you're a man, cannot be activated within the receptor sites. That's pretty significant, pretty significant. So what do they say?
What do they say about
that study?
Thank
you, Clint, for asking that
about
great,
white potatoes
great question.
That are full of hope
says,
and love.
What do we do about our white potato conflict here, if you really love them?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are not sprayed with it.
I like sweet potatoes too.
Okay.
I'm not as big a fan. I got to be in the mood, but I like them both equally.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you only have two choices, sweet potatoes or organic white potatoes. You're not going to get it off by scrubbing it, because they didn't get it off by scrubbing it. So I encourage people, again, tweak the little decisions we make every day. And it's like, you know, I love that story of, if you spend 18 minutes a day studying one thing, that's 100 hours a year. If you spend 100 hours a year on most hobbies and skills, you're going to be better than 90% of the people in this world. 18 minutes a day. Well, just think, if you know, just like saving money, but this is saving your health. So tweak a dozen things and you will be amazed as the years go on. Next was the baby formula. I'm really concerned, because one is, my daughter's had three children now. They were all breastfed, but sometimes we had to use the baby formula that Nutrition World offers, because it's the cleanest, most nutritious. Baby formulas have been almost like a mafia situation that were so overly regulated that no one could compete, but we have the ability now to do that. I'm very optimistic about many things in the world of health based on what's happened in the past year. So, but this is pretty concerning. All formulas, doesn't matter if it's at Walmart or at Nutrition World, they really found that there's a heat-resistant bacteria like Bacillus and Cronobacter that survives normal prep temperatures. The key, 165 degrees. They're going to live through 145 degrees. You can't put your, what was the old saying? You put your elbow I think it was, if you're heating milk up for a baby, you put the elbow, the test to see if it's too hot.
I just always sprinkled a little bit on my.
Well, you could do anything, yeah. But that is that. Inaccurate. Yeah. 165, you got to have a thermometer.
Yeah.
So getting that for that formula is very, very, very important. Lastly, on my list, before we run out of time here, again, I mentioned in the first segment, even I was fearing the theory that calcium supplementation was going to increase cardiovascular rates and dementia. Why? Because when you open the body with an autopsy, you see that calcium has formed in places that it shouldn't. It left the bones. I'll tell a quick story. I was at Southern Missionary College, probably said this before, but I don't know if I have with you, Clint. I begged my way into the cadaver labs, and there were three individuals that had passed away sometime before, weeks, maybe months. I don't know. They're preserved quite well. And I don't know. I knew somebody who knew somebody, and they got me in. So I was standing there, and I was just in bliss because I love the anatomy, and I love
wanting. Okay, Dexter, but keep going. That's fine. Wow.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at all these organs. I start picking up the arteries, and the doc that was standing there, he was looking the other way, so I squeezed it, and it went crunch like an eggshell. Well, I thought it was because they were kind of dried out, and I said, why are these making noise? He said, because the calcium left the bones and went to the arteries. Mm. I never forgot that, and this was 35 years ago. That's one reason I thought calcium did that. Well, big study. Big study was done. A 14.5-year study in the Lancet Health showed that calcium supplements did not raise dementia-related hospitalizations or vascular calcification of the cardiovascular system or the brain. This was really eye-opening because I had feelings it wasn't if you take vitamin K2 with it because that's what regulates it. Most people don't do that because they don't know. Again, I separate the world into two different classes of people. Those are learners and those who are non-learners. Non-learners are going to suffer more in the field of health. But if you take vitamin K with it, it lessens it. But still, even without that, it's not really increasing the risk. I was very, very happy to see that.
Good for you. Yep. Good for us.
Yes, good for all of us. And real quickly, wellness rescue kit. I'm not going to open it, but this is the kit that would have all of your little rescue remedies when, just use, for example, you're on vacation. It's Saturday night. Nutritional's closed or every other store is closed. It's 8:30 and you're starting to feel, I'm not feeling too well. I was around somebody and I might be getting under the weather. And you're not a you're a green pharmacy kind of person. Doesn't mean you don't take an aspirin if you got pain or a few things. But I believe in empowering the body to get better faster by jumping on it quickly. One, we have a 24-hour window of opportunity to alter the path of most pathogens in our body. Maybe 48 hours, that's the top. After 2 days, you're done. You're going to have to endure it. Doesn't matter almost what you do, you're going to have to. There's a time and place to go to the doctor. There's a time and place for antibiotics. If you do an antibiotic, do a spore probiotic and just do the best you can. But this is normally $229. It has been handpicked and it's going to be $199. It's handpicked by Dr. Dehring, handpicked by myself, Scott's help, and a couple of other individuals who are quite smart to come up with everything from the constipation to the diarrhea.
I helped with the name. I did help with the name.
And you did help with the name.
I did help with the name. They asked me no advice on health stuff. But they, Clint, what do you think about the name?
I had forgot all about
that. No, I want to see a little, hold on, pat on back. I can't with my little short T-Rex arms, but sure. A little...
I'm getting like that too.
I've got bad shoulders, so I'm patting myself on the shoulder, not the back.
My biceps are too large. I'm gonna have to have bicep reduction surgery.
You're massive, Dave.
Because I'm almost.
What are you like? Four grams of protein per pound of body weight? What are you doing over here, Matt Davis?
Wellness rescue kit. Back to the point of all this is, if you want to give a gift for people and they're really into our world, give them a rescue kit. I guarantee you they're going to be thankful on the nights or the days, or you get so feeling so lousy you don't want to get in your car and go somewhere. I will never travel without it again. I'm pretty pathetic at what I have at the house for this stuff, because once I started doing this, I don't have hardly any of this. I would have gotten to the store, but I don't want to do that. So I'm going to give a couple of these away called Rescue Wellness Kit. Thanks to Clint's innovative and smart naming. Yes. Go. Stay with us. Vital Health Radio will be right back and with more ways to live strong and to live well.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell, and we are always glad you're with us. We've had Laura Chastain from Optimize You on Vital Health several times. Welcome to Vital Health
Radio.
Thank
you. Thank you for having me.
I consider you certainly an expert in the field of the conversations that we have. You deal and have for now quite some time with the aspect of hormones, women's health, men's health too.
Correct.
I think you've become an amazing student under Josh and with Josh to stay on the cutting edge, learn the latest, because this knowledge is always evolving, and it's not just evolving. Sometimes it actually turns 180 degrees, and that's what I want to talk about today, which is the removal of what we call the black box warning on certain hormones.
Yes.
First off, tell people, what does that mean, black box warning?
Well, black box warning is the strongest safety label that the FDA can give a product. Mm-hmm. It means that in the clinical trials, there was enough evidence that the FDA said, hey, we have to put this strong warning label on there to warn people that it could lead to certain very life-changing events sometimes.
And that was done for women's hormones quite some years ago, wasn't it?
Correct. The Women's Health Initiative came out in about 2002. Mm-hmm. The studies were done in the late 90s into the early 2000s. And what that study showed was that menopausal hormone therapy could lead to breast cancer, heart attack, and stroke. Of course, we know now, after years later and multiple studies have disproved that theory, And that they looked at those studies and found that they were done on much older women, that some of the data was skewed. And so it led us to believe it could lead to that. And therefore, the FDA put that warning label there based on those results.
Can I ask two quick questions? One is, just give us the names of what, when you say hormones, what are we talking, what are the ones we're talking about when people, so people can hear it? And second, is this also something that people in the industry, like you and Josh, have known or been talking about for a long time? And it seems like what they're doing now is catching up with the other research that you've had, that you've been privy to?
Absolutely. I went to graduate school in the late 90s, and I have that in my notes, you know, that trial led to breast cancer, heart attack, and stroke warnings. That was done on synthetic hormones. So you're looking at conjugated equine estradiol or estrogen. I'm sorry. It's a combination of lots of synthetic estrogens made from pregnant horse urine. That's where we get the word Premarin. And then Prempro, which was a combination of synthetic estrogens and progestin, which is a synthetic progestin. We don't use those formulations anymore. In our practice, we use the bioidentical estradiol, which are chemically structured just like your own, and the bioidentical micronized progesterone. So much different formulations, and studies since then have looked at those bioidentical forms.
And you guys, I'm assuming, like I said, y'all have been talking about this behind the scenes. Like,
correct.
Why are these black box, these warnings still there?
Right.
When things have changed so much.
Exactly. Yeah. We've known this data for many years. Many trials have come out, like the ELITE trial, the KEEPS trial, other large studies, randomized controlled trials that looked at these formulations on much more age-appropriate women and found different outcomes to help with cardiovascular outcomes, for instance. They even looked back at some of those synthetic formulations and found that the data showed that it actually lowered your risk of breast cancer in the estrogen-only arm. And so some of that data just was incorrect from the get-go, not just the formulation, but the way it was reported.
I can't help but sometimes, of course, being in the business for 46 years, believing that it's an inefficient system. Sometimes the science and the data, the way that they do studies, was it set up for certain reasons? Secondly, was there a purpose in certain evaluations of them? Was there biases that were plugged into it? And I love Dr. Peter Attia. I listen to him so much. I pay for his podcast. He's a wealth of information, but he worships the pharmaceutical industry. They are wrong. FDA's wrong at least one third of the time, maybe more, but at least one third. The pharmaceutical companies are corrupt at least one third of the time. That means that well over half is honest, but we can change the whole scope of health practice by the dishonest parts of this puzzle. And for someone, just because the FDA says it, just takes it as absolute is nonsense to me, like Attia does. He thinks everybody should be on any drug is fine. Any drug is fine because the risk outweighs the benefit. I just don't see it after 46 years. Look at the amount of women whose cardiovascular risk elevated because they didn't follow what we now know to do.
Right.
And I had a client just this morning, and she was probably 55, and she asked me my opinion on women's hormones. And I said, you know, if you'd asked me this opinion 12 to 15 years ago, it wasn't because of that study. I felt that nature had the best system for us, maybe 20 years ago, that nature actually programmed us the way we're supposed to be. If our hormones go down and we're taking care of ourselves, it's the natural progression of life. But I've now reversed that because nature actually has us as obsolete once we are past reproductive age. So nature didn't plug into us any of the genetics to live a long, healthy life. It plugged into us the ability to have sex and have babies.
Reproduce.
That's it. And after that, we're like, oh, too bad, so
what
sad.
What do we do now, right?
So it's time to open the door to the last 30 years of our life with good advice. And some advice doesn't have to be massively data driven. It can be common sense driven.
Right.
I think that people in your field, maybe even during those years, were thinking, would a horse urine, maybe a horse's urine isn't quite natural.
Right.
And maybe something more natural would have not shown that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but do you remember the panic that set in when those headlines came out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Women were taken off their hormones overnight.
Overnight.
About 80% of women just stopped their hormones overnight. We have a whole generation of women that have now suffered osteoporosis, heart disease, the leading cause of death in women. And insulin resistance, diabetes, I mean, the list goes on and on. The mortality rates of women that have not taken hormones are across the board elevated in all categories versus those who have. Now, you know, one thing you're referring to, Ed, which I think is so interesting in our field, is confirmational bias. Mm-hmm. It's the first thing we learn, we hold on to that, is truth. And, you know, we went to school for science. Mm-hmm. What does a good scientist do? They ask questions. So we have to be able to ask questions and look for that data, not only as providers, but also as consumers,
yes,
to be proactive with our health.
Well, gotcha. The bad thing about, not the bad thing, one of the things about marketing is it's very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so to your confirmation biased analogy or point, as a consumer,
mm-hmm,
it's hard to change a professional's mind in the industry. It's really going to be hard to change a consumer's mind that's heard the same thing for 10 years. And all of a sudden there's air quote new data. And you're like, yeah, no.
Right.
I know what I know. It's what I bought. My doctors told me and they've mm-hmm said. And so now you've got a long road ahead of you as professionals to make mm-hmm sure that people know, no, this is new, trustworthy information.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the undercurrents, man, we've been talking about this for a while.
Yes, and it is so important that we do take control of our health to the degree that we can. You know, and with the information we have, we make those choices that are going to impact our health for years to come. We cannot just rely on what someone else tells us.
Right.
To every degree.
You right, know, at least be able to ask questions.
Yes, yeah, you've got to be able to ask the questions and look for that data.
And we saw that during COVID that we were not able to ask those questions.
We were not.
Now, you see the same thing that I do. I will say one out of three women who talk to me about hormones still believes it's going to cause breast cancer.
Mm.
One out of three.
Yeah.
Two out of three, or one, the another one out of three says, it sounds like it doesn't. And the other one out of three says, no, it doesn't. I want my hormones.
Right.
But it's going to be a slow change to get more and more people to, or women to feel more comfortable because they were scarred by those years.
Yes, they were. And those, like I said, that bias is now in their brain,
mm-hmm,
you know, that's their brain. And for myself, as I had to approach that question, I had to go through that data myself. And so I know what that feels like. I would never discredit anyone's fear around breast cancer.
Right.
I think it's life changing.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some other risk for breast cancer, you know, like family history.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to look at lifestyle, alcohol intake, lack of exercise, insulin resistance. And so let's bring to the surface some of those conversations mm-hmm that can strengthen the immune system and fight cancer in other ways.
And that's one thing that I love about your clinic, because you do and believe the same thing I do. The amount of blood work you get at a physical is worth $70. That's not enough to truly evaluate metabolic function and
mm-hmm
all the way down the list. Tell real quickly, so what are the top three benefits for a woman whose hormones have depleted and, mm-hmm, and they are refreshing them?
Can you answer his question, but add in there too, maybe what are some signs women maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Sometimes I'm borrowing something Ed says, sometimes we just think it's getting old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm supposed to feel this way. That's
right.
My grandmother did.
Normal.
I do. Absolutely.
Normal.
So
yeah,
give us a few things that if you're experiencing this, it may be worth a visit. And then to Ed's, you know, what are some things?
Benefits.
That, yeah, benefits.
Yeah. So if you're starting to see changes, you're going to have things like fatigue, brain fog. Of course, you'll see your menstrual cycle change, but for those women who haven't, they haven't had a hysterectomy, they're not going to see that. So we're looking for, of course, the classic hot flash,
mm-hmm,
difficulty sleeping, poor memory, joint pain, some of those other non-specific things that we see in our clinic. So there's a whole slew of symptoms. There's actually 300 receptors for estrogen in the body. So from the top of the head down to the bottom of the feet, including the teeth, joints, organs, muscles, tendons, they're all affected.
Right.
So if you have a new symptom, it's worth considering if you're in that time frame. The benefits of hormone therapy, let's talk about that. Of course, those acute symptoms are relieved, but then we have to think about for the long haul. You know, let's think about those last 10 years of the life, those last 30 years that you're talking about, Ed. How are we going to improve those? Well, things like heart health. We know estradiol is very heart protective. We know it's anti-inflammatory. Brain health. There's lots of data around how the brain changes in that menopausal transition, and it has less energy to be able to metabolize glucose. And so looking at that shift that happens with women, and that it's a 2-to-1 ratio with dementia, Alzheimer's disease. Mm. So the brain health is important. Bone health. I mean, osteoporosis is life-changing if someone falls and fractures a hip. The mortality rate in that next year goes up significantly. So bones, brain, and heart would be your benefits long-term.
And you were talking about less pain because estrogen is a pretty darn good anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
And then we're talking about, well, from my viewpoint, more collagen. So
right.
you look younger. You have more
skin.
Moisture
yes.
in the skin.
Yes, hydration.
And then, of course, libido, sexual,
right.
all of that turns the hands of the clock back modestly.
And mm-hmm. I will say that it, to kind of boil it down to one thing that I found after working, you know, being a patient over there with
right.
Josh and you guys,
mm-hmm.
is that we say this word and we just don't know how, we don't know how big of a word it is. That's energy.
Right.
When I mean that, I mean it can be around sexual performance or it can be around simply playing with my kids or my grandkids mm-hmm. or having the energy and capacity to make it through the day. The subtle change of just how much more energy you get
right.
just translates into every single part of your body. You sleep better because you can do more during the day and your body's more wore out.
Sure.
It's just, it's crazy when I just say energy alone is worth the blood test.
Yes.
To find out if I have more energy is a big deal.
It is. And energy is so subjective, but I always tell, you know, for have the right expectations and expectations is important, mm. right? So it's not like an energy shot or
no.
energy drink. It's stamina. It's the ability mm-hmm. to get through your day with quality of life, mm-hmm. get your job done, be a present member of your family, you know, participate in your family and work and still be like, okay, I'm functional. I can get
yeah.
through this and have a great night's sleep, you know? So
yeah.
for me, I like to use that word energy, but also that stamina.
Yeah, it's probably a better description.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use the word stamina often as more of my goal
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we think of energy like I used to get caffeine would give me energy.
Right.
It doesn't work anymore,
yeah.
but it really wasn't energy. It was stealing energy from the adrenals,
mm-hmm.
but healthy stamina is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And that's why people ask me about creatine. I say, does it give you more energy? No, but it gives you more stamina
mm-hmm.
to produce more work.
Be
in
more
your,
efficient.
Brain and in, mm-hmm. in the body. Now, how about men's hormones? What has changed in that?
So men's hormones, similarly, in February, they had a black box warning around cardiovascular events.
Mm-hmm.
A large study came out called the Traverse Trial that looked at that, and they removed that warning from men's testosterone. So we have seen that shift as well. The FDA is also looking to loosen some of the guidance around testosterone. There was a panel last week where some thought leaders in the world of urology met with the FDA and petitioned him, just like our menopausal thought leaders did for women. So I think you're going to see more to come around that. But that risk of cardiovascular events mm-hmm. with testosterone was removed from testosterone's label.
Of course, as we know, men weren't quite as panicked about the dangers of testosterone as women are, and that would be easily explained. But the thing mm-hmm. is, there is a lot of elderly men who would have never considered it just because of a black box warning, because
sure.
their physician's saying,
mm-hmm.
look, this thing has a big warning on it.
Right.
Yeah, young people now, I say young, under 30, under 35, they're so much more comfortable questioning authority.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do too, but we are because we're around like-minded people a lot of times. But most of the time, if you're over 50, over 60,
right.
I've trusted my doctor, my hospital, which is mm-hmm. fine. You need them.
Right, absolutely.
But when you're the 30-year-olds nowadays, as soon as they're told something, they're like, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Nah, let me see. You know, I'll go.
Right.
Let me check that out and find that out,
yeah.
which is good and bad.
Right,
yeah.
And trusting your doctor is not wrong.
No.
You know, I think it's that we have to ask those questions of
right.
science.
Mm-hmm.
And as providers, we need to be able to accept questions and say, we may not have all the answers.
And it'll change.
And it will change.
Yeah.
And we're going to go get the information that we have for you and give you what we know.
Yeah.
And also package it with the fact that there's a lot that none of us know all about.
Right.
There's the impact of emotions on
mm-hmm.
our longevity, on our healing from cancer and terminal
mm-hmm.
diseases. You can't put that in data. You can't put it in a test tube and test, you know, positive attitudes.
Right.
And you can't, and the testing of a complex nutritional platform will never happen because science works kind of basically on a single molecule and a single result. And we test it and we see yes, no, placebo, not, and all that. You can't do that when you have, you know, 963 different pieces to this
right.
puzzle. And then we're going to say, okay, what's the results? Well, that's not going to show itself.
Right.
Somebody asked me the other day, somebody had referred over to Josh. He's a, mm-hmm. he's a patient now. And we were just, he and I were just talking about the difference between, his wife's also a patient.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just talking about the difference between men and women with hormones. I said, listen,
I don't know if you know this, my degree's from Waffle House, so it is not. But I did say, I said, to me, hormones with men is a puzzle with four pieces. Mm. And a woman, the hormones for women, is a 1,000-piece puzzle all of a blue sky.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's, they're all hormones and the side effects. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I'm not dismissing the degree of how it can, because there's so many lifestyle factors around men too.
Right.
It can, it does have its complexity.
Sure.
But nothing, when I've talked to people, I just kind of gloss over and I go, you just go talk to Laura. I don't
know.
Well, it is.
It's kind of like an ongoing debate in our office as far as the complexity around men versus women.
Yeah.
But I think we all knew that walking into the
scenario. If you've got a guy that doesn't say that, then
exactly.
I would question them immediately.
Exactly.
I'd be like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I know. It is a little bit nuanced with women because we do have more. We have three hormones to think about.
Yeah.
Estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone.
Yeah.
Testosterone is a female hormone too.
And it's very important.
It's absolutely important for mood, brain fog.
Clint has two. He has testosterone and potatoes and waffles.
Waffles.
That's three. That's three. You're good with the
waffles?
Math. I have the Waffle House waffles.
Okay.
A little dark,
which
a little brown.
One?
I just,
okay.
No, I just get them regular.
Okay.
I'm not going to mess it up by putting something in that. It's made a goodness already.
And then he puts margarine on it because they don't have butter.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Then the syrup is certainly not maple.
Well, oh, goodness. We'll have to get you a continuous glucose monitor for that.
Duh, yes.
Okay, it'll look like the stock market. That'll be great.
The last thing I'll say is, and again, you guys do such a wonderful job, but the part of the puzzle that I tend to get frustrated, because I am, you know, the old granola-chewing kind of short-haired hippie from the 60s, 70s that came into this business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always going to be rooted strongly in what I call ancient wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And ancient wisdom is copying some of the patterns that we see throughout nature and excavating them into a biochemistry of the human body.
Mm.
And that's not normal to think that way, but I really feel confident with my ability to try to copycat what works out here in the jungles of the past 1 million years that has done very well to maintain the health of the plants, the animals,
mm-hmm.
the dirt, the
mm-hmm.
air, and put it into a plan of action that I call ancient wisdom that will never be tested. And Peter T. will never say, oh, wow, let's do this because of that.
Right.
No, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Bush does that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever see Dr. Bush, Zach Bush. He's
yes.
phenomenal
mm-hmm.
with his common sense ancient wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Optimize You, tell people where you're located
sure.
and how it works for them to come see you.
So you can find us a number of ways. You can find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com and look for one of our five locations. This area, Chattanooga, Hickson, Cleveland. We also have clinics in Knoxville and Roswell, Georgia. You can also text us or call us. You can call us at 423-206-9753. And we are glad to get you scheduled for your initial lab panel that includes an extensive lab panel that also gets you a one-hour consult with a provider. And therefore, you can determine, is this right for me? Am I a candidate? You know, that doesn't sign you up for anything permanent. It just gives you a good evaluation of your hormones, looks to see about your family history, your own medical history, and then are you a candidate for hormones, and what would you expect from that? And then we work with you on a monthly basis to tweak that and get you becoming mm-hmm. the best version of yourself.
And you make it easy once you sign up because everything is done for the patient through you.
Correct.
They don't have to go run places and do things. Everything is handled at your offices. And I will say that there are people, you know, yeah, come in, we'll see if you're a candidate. And 100% of the people are candidates. You're not like that. I know
right.
for a fact you say yes, you say maybe, and you say no.
Correct.
It's about what is best for the patient. No
yes.
one has more ethics than Josh does.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're right there with the same level.
I sent them a lead about a year and a half ago. And I say lead is somebody that was asking questions, a little older than me. And Josh had a quick conversation, and I was talking to him. He goes, no, man, he's good. He doesn't need us.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's fine
we
right now.
We love telling people that.
He's like,
where
he goes, keep checking it with his doctor,
yeah.
and if he wants to come back to me, that's
mm-hmm.
fine. He goes, but, man, he's good to go. And I'm
right.
like, that again, that's people you can trust that just don't
right.
go, oh, yeah, he definitely needs us, man. He's a wreck.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I love chiropractors. I go to two different ones, and Dr. Wheatcroft at Nutrition World Center, and I go to Ignite up at across from Manufacturers Road.
Mm-hmm.
Those two I love to death. I love other ones too, but the majority of them, 100% of the patients who walk in, oh yeah, you're out of alignment. You better get a plan started every week for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And really, maybe not. You're right. Not like that.
No, absolutely not. We will give you, you know, what we believe we're seeing on your hormones, what we feel like the benefit would be or not, and maybe when you may need to come back to see us later.
All right. Thank you so much, as always, Laura.
Thank you.
All right. This is Vital Health Radio, empowering you to take charge of your health. More after the break.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined again by my good friend, co-host Clint Powell. Let's keep the conversation going as we explore more ways to protect your health. All right. If you remember from last week, I did a big article on the difference between 1960s Campbell's soup and today's soup. And it was quite interesting. It was kind of like the conversation you and I had with the Alpo dog food. And not just different, radically different.
Right.
Radically worse in almost every single way. And I got really intrigued by that. So you know what I did, Clint?
What'd you do, Ed?
Well, thank you for always being interested in my life. And
taking
stuff.
Notes over here, dude.
And I went on and I want to buy a can of Campbell's soup from 1960. Just, I know it's not going to be good soup.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, what we all do, we go to eBay, okay? That's what we do.
Okay.
I want you to look at the price.
Well, you're showing it to Lenny, and what is it?
$600 for one can of 1960s Campbell's soup.
I'm good.
You're good?
Okay. Yeah, I don't need it.
I got that for your Christmas present.
I'll sell that right now on eBay for $500 because Daddy needs some shoes. Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. Be safe. We're here to help you if your journey of health is needing anything in our avenue. So please take care of yourself, your family, and know that health is truly your wealth.
I do want to say one thing before you wrap it up. I know we got to go, but we're right here. This show airs the last time before Christmas. Gift cards from Nutrition World do make a great stocking stuffer. Everyone in my family knows they're getting one. So,
and our commercial for gift cards that Cody did was spectacular. It's good, and it feels good to give people the gift of health. It sure does. All right, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at Vital Health Radio. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending your day with us. And thank Lenny for coming in and doing the videos. Until next time, take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you right back here until next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.